This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. Both the Houses of Parliament will resume the discussion on Union Budget 2026-27 today. Participating in the discussion in Rajya Sabha yesterday, Shiv Sena MP Milind Deora said, "During this very politically and economically tumultuous time, India stands alone as a rare island of macroeconomic growth and stability." Surendra Singh Nagar of BJP said the budget prioritizes increasing economic growth rate, fulfilling people's expectations, and ensuring that in the social sector all schemes reach the people. Mastan Rao Bida of TDP said this budget combines macroeconomic stability, infrastructure growth, technological transformation, and social inclusion. Fauzia Khan of NCP-SCP expressed concern over drop in child-focused expenditure. Kannimori, NVN Somi of DMK, Neeraj Dangi of Congress, Sukhendu Shekhar Ray of TMC also spoke on the budget. In the Lok Sabha, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor initiated discussion. He criticized the budget, saying that government spending has reduced and tax receipts have remained flat. The government has said India will continue to import crude oil from countries where it is cheap and of the best quality, and the Indian oil companies will purchase oil considering the geopolitical situation and non-sanctioned sources. Top officials of the Ministries of External Affairs and Commerce conveyed this to Parliamentary Standing Committee on External Affairs headed by Congress leader Shashi Tharoor yesterday. Mr. Tharoor told reporters that the meeting was attended by 28 of the 30 members and it was extremely effective. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has decided on moral grounds that he will not attend the proceedings of the House till the no-confidence motion notice brought by the opposition against him is resolved. Yesterday, the opposition gave a notice of no-confidence motion against Mr. Birla. The opposition has submitted the notice to the Secretary-General of the Lok Sabha. Sources in the Lok Sabha Secretariat said that the notice will be examined and processed as per rules. 118 members of opposition parties, including Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party, RJD, and left parties, have signed the notice submitted to the Secretary General. However, TMC MPs stayed away from signing the notice. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar interacted with BRICS 2026 Sherpas and country representatives yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that as BRICS completes 20 years, it stands as a valuable forum for international cooperation, consultation and coordination, taking forward its people-centric agenda. The minister added that he values the suggestions and perspectives brought in by different delegations to advance BRICS 2026 priorities of resilience, innovation, cooperation and sustainability. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet U.S. President Donald Trump in Washington today, seeking to press him to adopt a tougher line on Iran's ballistic missile program in the next round of talks, with White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt has said discussion will be focused on energy and deregulation.
Tomorrow, here at the White House, the president will host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for a bilateral meeting. The remainder of the week will be focused on energy and deregulation.
In Rajasthan, the Bhajan Lal Sharma government will present its third annual budget today. Deputy Chief Minister and Finance Minister Diya Kumari will table the budget for financial year 2026-27 in the Assembly. She will present her third consecutive budget in the House at 11 a.m. In Nepal, 12 people were killed and 8 people were injured in a bus accident near Mandali of Ramchap of Bagmati province yesterday. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Pakistan defeated USA by 32 runs in Group A clash at the Sinhalese Sports Club in Colombo last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.